We are talking about intercession today and prayer and supplication. Three dimensions of prayer we see in 1 Timothy 2, verse number 1. We said God does things in threes. Supplication is to be done with thanksgiving. Petitioning has to be done with thanksgiving. And intercession has to be done with thanksgiving, because that's the way. And we talked about the gate into the outer court was called the way. And we see in Psalm 100 and verse 4, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. The second dimension is petitioning, prayers. James chapter 4, verse 1, it says, from whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. Or you, he goes on to say, ask amiss. So we cannot petition in prayer unless we pray the will of God, because then we pray amiss. We don't just pray for things to consume it upon our own lust. Everything is about the kingdom of God. We're blessed to be a blessing. We're healthy because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are to live a life that's totally surrendered, and that is the power that comes into our prayer. Petitioning. Thirdly is intercession, and the Hebrew word for intercession is pagah, which means to hit the mark. Someone is interceding. They are standing in the gap. They're making up the hedge. They're praying for another. In actuality, they are being led by the Holy Spirit. They are led by God to speak to God's enemies in the gate, so to speak. Pagah, to hit the mark. Now, I just want to bring up the mark in just for a moment. Philippians 3:14, the Apostle Paul says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. The mark is to please him, to please the Lord, to please Jesus. The mark is to please him. The prize is to win him, but the high calling is to be like him. Paul says, I press to please him, to win him, and to be like him. Isaiah 59, verse 16, he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. He wondered, why is someone not hitting the mark? Why is someone not praying and preventing this from happening? I'm calling on 1,000 intercessors. I'm calling on 1,000 new intercessors. Maybe you've been a prayer, but God is saying it's time to intercede. It's time to intercede for this nation. It's time to intercede for our churches. It's time to intercede for a great awakening. Are we praying for our pastors? Are we praying for our leaders? After 9/11, the churches were filled. But what was being preached? Was repentance being preached, or was it just messages of comfort after 9/11? Because we see that God was drawing this nation to him, but it was short-lived. We can cry out for God, but it doesn't mean we repent. And until this nation repents for its great sin and wickedness, we're not going to have a great spiritual awakening. So it's time to pray, my friends. It's time to pray. Oh, my, my, my. He's Alive Radio is so vital. It's so important because we're sounding the alarm. We're the voice of one crying in the wilderness saying, prepare ye the way, make way, the way of God. And I believe we're crying out for souls. We're crying out for families. We're crying out for this next generation. Would you stand with us with your best love gift? Because of your support, this is how we continue. And this is the only way we can continue, is by you giving to He's Alive. Your best love gift, a minimal gift of $15 or more, will give you our coaching CD, Trade in Fear for Your Future. That's very vital. Our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or He'sAlive.net.